Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He has worked on movies like Fast and Furious, Black Panther, and John Wick. And most recently, he served as the stunt coordinator for Ford v Ferrari. Let's welcome Robert Nagel. What's going on, buddy? Oh, this is so awesome to talk to you here because, first off, congratulations on all the success of the movie. Four Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. You guys got two wins just this past weekend. How does it feel to work on such a highly successful movie?
It's super rewarding, you know, and it's one of those projects that, you know, it was a monster to deal with. There was so much to deal with, but at the end of the day, you know, you walk away seeing the product and in its entirety, and you know that it's something special. And I'm just super, super happy to have been part of it.
When it comes to doing stunts, and it could be for this movie or all the movies that you've worked on, do they write out a scene and say, hey, we want you to, you know, stunt this scene for us? Or do they say, hey, we have this in mind, how would you do it? How do they approach you about pulling off a stunt?
It's kind of all of the above, and it really is project dependent. For instance, Baby Driver and Ford v Ferrari, it was kind of left to myself and Darren Prescott, our second unit director, to come up with the action sequences. And for Ford v Ferrari, I actually wrote, you know, little stories for each race sequence to design all that. But there's other instances where the director kind of has something in mind that they want, and then I come in and kind of fine-tune that action to get his vision on screen.
Now with Ford v Ferrari, how many cars do you go through? Because in my mind, I remember as a kid, like Dukes of Hazzard, you would hear about they'd go through 10 General Lees during a taping of an episode. How many cars did you guys go through?
This isn't quite the same animal. you know, we didn't, you know, knock on wood, we stayed pretty safe, and we didn't crash anything that wasn't really intended to be crashed. So, you know, it wasn't like we were just cycling through cars as we're going through the stunts, unless it was intended as such. So we didn't go through that many vehicles.
How was it? I mean, when you were asked to do the movie, you knew the backstory of Ford v Ferrari, and did you know obviously the backstory on Carroll Shelby? How was it to work with everyone on the movie, and then to bring this such an amazing story to bring it to the screen? How was that whole process?
So I did know the backstory to it, meaning it's loosely based on the book Go Like Hell, and I knew that book. It's a great read. And goes into a lot more detail. So I knew the story going into it quite well. And just kind of just fine-tuning it from there to fit the script and the narrative that James Mangold wanted, just putting all that together.
What was the, out of all the movies you've done, what's the hardest stunt you've been asked to do or that you've actually pulled off?
There's a couple, you know, in Ford Ferrari, there's one crash that was pretty tricky. And it's in the opening sequence for the Le Mans race. As Ken Miles approaches the Dunlop Bridge, you see a car go out of control ahead of him. And what we did for that was we actually took a car, a shell of a car, if you will, and launched it about 300 feet so that it would land next to the camera car and start tumbling. And we only had two takes to do that. And in timing out the traffic ahead of it and the traffic behind it, and then getting this thing to land next to the camera car was quite a feat. And actually on the second take, the car that we launched righted itself and chased down the camera car and slammed it into a wall.
Oh my gosh.
But that being said, we kind of knew that was a possibility. And the camera car that we built for it, the special effects guys built this exterior roll cage, if you will, so it would take that kind of hit. And so ultimately we were prepared for it. Hopefully it didn't happen, but it did happen. And it was a pretty good hit.
That's, if anyone's seen the movie, I know exactly about the scene you're talking about. And it's just amazing to think that we're actually seeing that's a real vehicle we're seeing. This is no CGs or special effects. That's a real stunt that you guys laid out. It's unbelievable work.
It's absolutely real. And that's, you know, that was one of the things that was paramount in my meeting with James Mangold. And it's something that he and I really, really saw eye to eye on, is there is a world that the CG can work. But at the end of the day, you want your principal subject to be real. And then you can manipulate the peripheral with the CG and enhance things and whatnot. But the principal focus, really, it needs to be real, because your eye knows the difference. And to me, it takes you out of the story when it just doesn't quite look right.
It's got to be, the movie's got to be one of the best car movies of all time, in my opinion. You've worked on so many great movies. I'm going to just kind of throw some movies and shows that you've worked on, and maybe kind of just give me, like, the first thing that pops in your mind when I mention these projects you've worked on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Big Little Lies.
We didn't work that much on it. I think it's just a couple days, so the pretty minor recall of that one.
All right, Captain Marvel.
Just, you know, a lot of big stunts. Really, really fun project.
Black Panther.
Amazing car chase that we shot in South Korea was a blast.
What did you do with The Hangover?
For The Hangover, we did the sequence where they're going to Vegas and they're in the convertible Mercedes and they're screaming and yelling, and then also the sequence where they've got to get the tuxedo out of the van and there's that handoff. And what we did is we took a shell of that Mercedes, the gold Mercedes convertible, and mounted it on the biscuit rig, which is a platform that we can put cars on, and put the actors right in the middle of the action. And that's a perfect example how well it sells it, because you can't tell that Bradley Cooper is not driving that car.
Yeah, no, oh my God. Robert, you do amazing work. This is so cool to talk to you. My final question for you, what is your daily driver?
I have an Audi S8.
So that's what the stuntman's driving, huh?
it's kind of incognito, but it's also a monster. It's a 200-mile-an-hour sedan that it's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Robert, thank you so much for joining the show today. We really appreciate it, brother.
Thanks for having me. Really enjoyed it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.